Hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons and Mysteria Legacy. So, what just happened?
Well, I met some nice people. They gave me some nice stuff. They saw that I was starving. They gave me some food, offered me some items that I can't use because, you know, Vermicide's a wanderer. And so I laid out a bunch of stuff that I can't use and let them have it. And they said they had to be on their way, and the one killed me just before he left. Then apologized, said he wanted to go up and level.
Nice. So he didn't want your stuff, he just wanted the infamy.
Yeah, he wanted the infamy, and he wanted, you know, to level up, apparently. So, I don't know. Yeah. Is there some benefit to infamy? I know there's...
Oh, yeah, it's Assassin, the Assassin upgrade. Skill, the assassin skill. You gain assassin skill by killing people or chaos.
Right. So you can do it by killing chaos.
You can do it by killing chaos, and that would be the noble way of getting your assassin skill. The unnoble way is to go around killing other people. Well, the other noble way is to kill the bad guys and chaos, which is a bad guy.
Right.
It's a computer-generated bad guy who's really hard to kill. Well, if you a level 1 or like a level 10 as far as trying to kill it. So you add a 0 to whatever level it is. I wouldn't even go as far to say that. I'd say multiply its level by 3. And that's how powerful it really is.
Right.
So a level 1 is more like a level 3. A level 10 is more like a level 30. So if you're not at least a level 30, don't try to take on a 10. You won't win. If you do, it'll be hard. Make sure you don't have a lot of gear on you.
Yeah.
You know, if you're out hunting chaos, make sure you only have what you can afford to lose on your person. Shoot, depending on what server you're on, I'd say don't even go out of your base at all without anything that you can't afford to lose.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
And definitely don't go after the bad guys with anything you can't afford to lose.
Yip, yip, yip.
Because chaos may not take your stuff, but the other guys will.
Oh, yeah. It's my understanding chaos does take your stuff.
They do. They take what they want anyways. They take random stuff.
Right. They don't take
this
everything. But they
take what they want. Just like some players, Fire Nerd will do this thing. a lot of the players that are renting in Market Square, they go around killing people for gold so they can pay their rent.
Back to what you were saying about
the New World Order.
About it encouraging players.
To do evil?
To do what's wrong.
Well, yeah, because the gold price is so high on those rental spaces. It's not worth renting unless you can acquire a lot of gold. Well, once you're powerful enough to kill people who carry gold...
And you can't exactly break those things open, can you?
Nope. According to Bella, they're not non-raidable, but they are harder to raid.
It's difficult. I did hear some people complain. I think there's a forum. I don't know if it's a forum or there's a forum for this game. And some people were complaining that they had rented these units and they couldn't leave because there was these players laying in wait for them every time they went to leave.
Oh, yeah.
They literally
were prisoners.
Yeah, they were literally prisoners of their place because there's people waiting around the clock just to attack people in certain units.
Right, and then if you don't pay your rent, then the door unlocks. Then they come in and loot and kill you.
Yep, and you can't pay the rent if you can't leave.
Right, and you can't go out and earn a living. Because you have bad guys stalking you.
Now, it's entirely possible that this person who was complaining was a raider. You know.
Well, yeah, could be.
And so it was worth the investment. It. Yeah, it might have been worth the investment to go after her. But then again, knowing the way things operate in this game, you know, it's entirely possible that it was just being a jerk.
Oh, yeah. Well, if it was on another server besides the West Coast server, they could have been a raider hiding out in there. And basically, the people were stalking them, not letting them leave, and then whatever. But on the West Coast server, that characteristic is encouraged. Most of the people that I've noticed, even in, I'm only observing two servers, but most of the people on these two servers that rent in Market Square appear to be all bad guys.
Right. They want the protection.
They want the protection because they know that people don't like them. And so there's two reasons why somebody would want to rent in the Market Square. One, they're scared of the bullies and they want the protection. Or two, they are the bullies and they're afraid of repercussion.
Right. So it's pretty safe to assume anybody you see in there is a bully.
They're either weak or they're a bully. They're weak
and if they're weak,
scared,
they can't.
Or they're a bully.
And if they're weak, they can't afford it for long.
Correct.
So they rented it because they had a whole bunch of gold, and if they can't hold on to it long enough, they've either become a bully or. Yeah. See now. A lot of the excuses I hear from some of these people, well, we came onto this server and we survived it and we got to this stage. And my response to them is, yeah, but it wasn't this way when you were coming up.
I wouldn't doubt that or whatever. It was that way when I was coming up and I survived just fine.
Right.
But see, I came from an even worse server.
Yeah, seasonal. It was designed to be worse.
Yeah. It was designed to be worse. It was a competition server. So everybody was out to get everybody. If you were a peacekeeper, you were a victim. You were definitely food, noob nugget. I mean, that's just the way it was. It was a free-for-all. I mean, it's that way on every server, but at least every server has its own personality. That was its personality. It was who can be the biggest, baddest, and the quickest in 3 months. Yeah, 3 months
right.
to obtain the ultimate status. And I stuck it out for the 3 months. I survived, but I wasn't on top.
Right.
You know? And I learned a lot from the seasonal server. That was a that was not an easy server, and I was alone. Then I went to I went to the West Coast server, and initially I was alone. Drafter and a bunch of other people kept trying to invite me to Carnage, and I was skeptical. And for good reason, but I didn't know that. My psychic intuition maybe did. But I was like, no, I created my own tribe for my friends. I'm waiting for my friends to get here, and my friends never showed up. But I managed.
Sorry, dude.
It's okay. I managed to survive alone. I built up my defenses. I built up my character skill levels. I learned stuff. I survived alone in West, which is a brutal server, for 6 months. Well, I'd say for, I don't know, a good 3 months I was alone. Then the last 3 months I was with Hamtoria. And that was a nightmare the whole time. I mean, well, not the whole time. The first couple of weeks, I was the chicken guy, and I pretty much stayed in the farm until Anastasia blew everything up, and we became KOS, and it was chaotic since. And then I assumed leadership to restore peace and harmony, and that wasn't easy. That was hard. But I managed to keep the tribe somewhat alive. But, you know, I stayed strong during the whole thing. Oops, wrong button. I stayed strong the whole time. I assumed leadership of a tribe that was KOS'd by the powers to be, established peace. And got the tribe back on track, sort of. I mean, there's only a couple of us left, but still.
All right, does Hemptoria have a donation table?
Not yet. Not yet. Not on the new server.
Are you
we
playing?
We don't have a donation. No, I'm parking my trailer so my swap partner can have it.
Okay.
We don't have any tables. We barely got walls and a door.
Well, Mr. V is going to want to meet you with gifts.
Huh?
Mr. V is going to want to meet you with gifts.
Oh, Seed V?
Let's put it this way. He just got 3 gold. Mr. V.
Mr. V.
Yeah, I made the mistake of using his name earlier.
Okay. Oh, B.
V. V as in victory.
Mr. V.
V for vengeance.
Oh, got you. Got you. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Let me drop this trailer and talk to this driver and let you monologue while I'm talking to the driver. Oh, no. And then, damn, I'm hoarse. Anyway, and then I'll be logged onto the game. Mateys. Actually, I might drive to the truck stop and get on the computer so that I can download these podcasts from Free Conferencing website and put them on our website. So we still got minutes.
Yeah, I need to look for some software that'll allow me to record these podcasts directly onto the computer. So we have a record of not just this podcast, but other podcasts that I listen to. You know, because it's, you know, you can't always download these things. Some of these things are live, and they're only live. And it'd be nice to be take clips of certain key phrases, elements, and times, you know. So, just saying.
But, man, to do all that fancy stuff the other guys do.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Take audio
clips.
So that's
why. Right. Maybe one of these days, Alice.
To the moon.
To the moon with you. But, yeah, when we get more sponsors besides me.
We'll eventually have to set up a studio on the farm. And it doesn't have to be very complicated. It's something we could set up inside the utility shed, probably. Or in the office of the greenhouse.
Right.
And if ever we get to the point where we're doing the micro FM, we need to have a studio. It doesn't have to be complicated. Just a speaker and a way of playing recorded material and accepting other feeds. That's part of the problem. We don't have a way of bringing other feeds in.
No. But yeah, once we get donations, sponsors, or I start making some more money.
Well, I bet you we'll get sponsors locally unless they decide they don't like what we're saying. You know, if we had a micro FM.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure what the rules are on advertising on a micro FM, though, because, you know, the FHCC might have some serious restrictions concerning that.
FCC doesn't have too many rules on shortwave or micro.
On micro FM.
Yeah, as long as you're under their parameters, you don't fall under their rules.
Yep. They do allow churches to do 3 miles, but, you know, I'm not sure if that window is still open.
And we're not sure if you got to be a 501c3 or not.
Actually, I can confirm you do not have to be a 501c3. Right, but you do have to be documented.
There has to
at least be some sort of testimony stating that, yes, indeed, this organization has been in existence, and then in your service, it has to be for the public good, your broadcasts.
Well, and that would determine what their definition of the public good is.
For the most part, that's determined by your neighbors.
Oh, okay.
If your neighbors don't like what you're saying, you might get shut down.
They don't have to listen.
This is true. They don't have to listen, but they still might not like what you're saying. Love it or leave it would probably not like what we're saying. And we'd have to ask them, don't you believe in America? Don't you believe in freedom of speech? Yeah, but not hate speech.
Yeah. All right, I'll be right back.
All righty. Well, now I don't know what I'm going to monologue about.
You can talk about our transition from West to Texas.
This is true, yes. We moved. We moved from the West Coast server to the Texas server. We did this because there was idiots on the West Coast server who liked to kill everybody, regardless of race, creed, and color. So, yeah. Anyway, so here we are. We're starting to establish ourselves in Texas. From what I understand, a lot of the things that we have complaints about, the Texas server is, they've been handling. They didn't like it either. And so they eliminated the elements on the server who went around and killed noobs for no good cause. Granted, it doesn't seem to be perfect. I just got killed because I was a noob. Anyway. So, yeah. We came to Texas to spread peace, love, and justice. And even in Texas, we're not finding it, but there's room for it. There's even a very interesting individual who carved out a superstructure. I believe the initials he's using is WOH. I'm not sure what that stands for. But you can, for free, enter his section of the server and take up residence. And he provides free materials for you to work with. He puts up signs, "Don't steal my bowls." And he's got a huge pile of bowls, you know. You know, I went through there. I took advantage of them. I used some of his bowls. I did some melted some of the ores that I had and made copper and tin. And apparently I need to do something else to make iron. I have to use a different machine. Can't just use a crucible on a fire. I guess I have to use this thing called a bloomery, whatever that is.
Whatever that is.
Whatever that is.
What's that?
Dang it. Well, there's plenty of rocks up north, and the only thing I have to worry about is these polar bears. But there's no clay.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had a pond inside our gates, but somebody dug it out.
Stupid noobs.
Yeah.
Well,
man, I made that because it was a good one. It was a safe place to fish, and two, it was a safe place to dig for clay. But we've been pretty well safe. Our first couple of days was a little. Our first day or so was a little rough. Yeah, 2 days was a little rough. Killed our chickens. Destroyed some of our property, threatened us, drained our towers, but
they moved
that,
on.
Yeah, they moved on because we didn't fight back. They were like, I guess they were looking for a fight, and since we wouldn't fight them, we just kept rebuilding and ignored them, basically. they moved on.
Right.
You know, the whole bully philosophy. It doesn't work on all bullies. But, you know, you ignore them, a lot of times they'll go away. It's the ones that won't go away are the ones you got to address. Like Uncle Sam.
Right. Yeah. Well, Uncle Sam gets a lot of support.
Yep.
People believe in Uncle Sam.
Oh, this guy's having issues with his trailer lights. Or his pigtail. Yeah, they believe in his deal. It's like Bella talking about the West Coast server. She goes, I'm doing this for your guys' own good. I'm doing this for the good of the server. You guys don't realize this, but I'm doing this to help you people.
Bella, you're not appreciated because you're not helpful. Well, looks like my friend from yesterday took over the place that was going to become your store. He put a bungee on it. He put a bungee on it.
Oh, okay. It was working for me. Was it? Okay. All righty. Okay. I just came over to see if you needed some help. He just put a bungee on it. Truck driver's best friend, bungee cord and duct tape.
Bungee cord and duct tape.
Yeah, although I don't really use the duct tape too much, but what was MacGyver's two tools? Duct tape?
Paper clips.
Paper clip, that's what I was thinking. Paper clip.
I just made that up off the top of my head. I don't know that that's the truth.
Yeah, I was thinking paperclip myself.
I probably pulled it off of your head.
All right, let's see what Google says.
So, yeah, the confirmation probably is not there.
Friend.
Duct tape and paperclips.
Okay, that wasn't the answer I was looking for. MacGyver, duct tape, and what else?
We said paper clips. Doesn't make it true, but that's what we said.
No, I'm trying to think. Oh, here we go. This might tell me.
MacGyver's favorite tools.
Oh, there we go. Paper clip. That's what it was.
There you go. So okay. You were right, and I got the right answer because I read it off of your mind. I hate that. Good to turn one water into deep water and four others turn shallow instead.
Ding dong, didn't they?
And then when you finally repair the one that you're trying to repair, then you go to repair the one next to it that turned while you were trying to repair it, and it turns the one you just repaired back to shallow.
Yeah, I know. That sucks.
Why, like, is lately, I've been getting ones going shallow that weren't actually touching the one that you're working on. So you got to walk all the way over there in order to correct it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Damn it.
All right. Looks like this snow near your outside farm is just going to be snow.
Oh, that was the other thing I wanted to discuss. That was weird.
What are you talking about? There's still water inside your base. I can see it.
Yeah.
little tiny insignificant amount, but it's there.
Yeah, they dug up the pond that I made. Which
yeah, they
is
left
fine.
Little...
Eventually, it would get to that, but I figured it'd be, a good little safe haven. But
honestly, I never intended that to be a pond. What I did was I was measuring off what I could see visually. And I think the reason, I hate that. I just created water where I wanted it to be land. I got a double strike.
Oh. I hate when that happens too.
There we go. Now it converted. Now I got deep in the water. I shallowed in order to... Ah!
I know. It always double strikes when you don't want it to.
I go to deep in the water, and then all the way across the pond, it's shallow. So I got to walk into the shallow spot to deepen the... Dayun is online.
Dayun.
Dahyun.
Oh, okay.
But the character who wants to sell him... if you got aloe, I'd take it and sell it to him.
He was asking for pine cones yesterday or earlier today. I was trying to sell him pine cones. He wouldn't talk to me. So, you can't... Maybe he was bullshitting.
I want a white puppy. Somebody is selling puppies. Trained puppies. Fully trained puppies.
Right. There's got to be a command code in order to... get them to go to the other person.
Right. And so I would do it just to find out what that command code was.
Just look it up on the website.
It's not on there.
No, it's a secret.
It might be in the forum. Well, no, I mean, it's like with everything. I mean, Windows 10 is not fully documented. It never will be. All right?
Right.
I mean, they wrote in things that they intended you to be able to use, but all the documentation in the world would never be able to, you couldn't.
Well, that's true, because they're always changing and rewriting the code, and they're not going to update the website every time they update the code.
And they should. When I was learning programming, you're supposed to do full documentation in all your programs. It's supposed to be there right in with the code. You're supposed to enter the reason why you wrote that particular piece of code, what its function was, how it's supposed to achieve it.
Well, they might do that in the code, but they're not going to do that in their... on their brochure site.
They don't do that in the code. It takes time to do that in the code. The machine doesn't read documentation. It only reads code.
Right.
And if you're doing a routine where you're adding one and one to get two, you're putting two numbers together and just adding them up, it gets tedious to document that, and so you skip it. And once you start skipping that, you start skipping other stuff.
Damn skippers!
So. Hey. Okay.
Well... man, I'm all congested. Our former tribe mate whose weird name will be unnamed. Just kidding. We can name it. Anyways, he left the tribe, I don't know, about a week or so ago to become leader of his own tribe.
Right.
And now he's...
GS.
Yes. And now he's leaving West also.
Is he coming to join us in Texas?
I don't know. He said he's leaving the West Coast server. Not sure where or what he's going to do.
Tell him even if he doesn't join our tribe, come to the West Coast server. Not the West Coast, the Texas server. Tell him to come to the Texas server. We need people who understand the atrocities that can happen and will guard against them.
I'll tell him that in Discord because he commented in Discord.
Okay.
On the tribal deal.
All right. Okay.
Because if I'm the only voice in there, people aren't going to pay as much attention.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, maybe. But, I mean, I think I have his respect and other people's respect. But at the same time, you know, if it just sounds like I'm the only one who's talking the subject, then it sounds one-sided, if you know what I mean.
Well, you do know some people think that I am just one of your alts.
Right.
So, just so you know.
I'm pretty skillful.
Yeah. You made me up.
If I can manage that alt as well as my own, being as active as both of them are. So who all thinks that? Anybody we know?
Probably Bella.
I don't know. We do talk a lot. I mean, talk a lot alike.
Really? I take that as a compliment.
Well, maybe not so much on the game.
You should probably take that as an insult, but I take that as a compliment.
I mean, well, we think a lot alike, therefore we'll talk a lot alike. But you're more bold in the game. I'm more diplomatic in the game, as I am in real life. But in real life, you're probably more diplomatic than I am.
Yeah, I try to be.
Right.
Yeah, I was talking to one girl, and she's like, well, you don't have any friends anyway, and you're just saying this stuff because you're a... I guess she was implying that I was some sort of loser. So.
What, you was talking about Barr?
I forget what I was talking about, but... I think I was talking about psychology. And how the game exposes psychology.
Oh. Okay.
And
she just didn't want to admit to the truth, basically.
Right. I mean, for you to find it fun to do these things, there has to be some element in you that would like to do these things. Now, to balance that, it might be that your morality keeps you from doing these things. And then again, it might just be social norms.
Well, here's the thing. Social norm is you're not allowed to do some of those things that they're allowed to do in the game.
Right.
So they don't. But...
Well, in the game, it's a social norm to do those things.
Right. But see... in reality, they may know that these things are wrong, and then they say, okay, I'm not going to do these things in reality because they're wrong. But in the game, it's just a game. It's like Drafters always says, whenever people get mad that they
it's
get
only
killed, it's only pixels. Don't worry about it.
And my response to him is, reality is only pixels, so we shouldn't worry about that. And by the way, it is. It's only pixels. It's been demonstrated. It's only pixels, and it has a clock.
Right.
There is a minimum tick to the universe. There's a smallest unit of time. It's not infinitely divisible.
Infinitely divisible.
And the same thing goes for the elements that the universe is made out of. They are not infinitely divisible. There is a minimum space for movement.
Well, yeah, because the Earth is flat.
Yeah, that's a non sequitur.
That's a fallacious argument you have there, sir. I shall argue fallaciousness with fallaciousness, since you're being fallacious.
Right.
No. Anyhow, I was being funny, mostly. So,
yeah, it's not a good sign when you're the only one laughing at your own jokes.
Well, we can't hear our listeners laugh, so there you
this
go.
This is true, and I'm not a good gauge.
Anyhow, so we only have 3 listeners anyway, so who knows.
Do we?
Well, might have 1. But anyway. our highest count was like a dozen or 2 dozen likes. But that was at one time. I don't know how many we have right now.
You have a stalker.
We definitely have that one stalker of mine. But we won't go there.
Yes, we will. You retard.
Right. Because she complains to people that we badmouth her on our podcast.
You mentally handicapped, disabled piece of retardedness.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But yeah, she got mad because we called ourselves retarded. And she said that that might or would offend people who are actually retarded. So she was actually giving us a compliment by saying we were not retarded.
Interesting. I don't know what to make of that.
Oh, shoot. But yeah, anyways.
You're not stupid enough to qualify as retarded.
Obviously not if I crack that code. But anyhow.
I'm a little confused. I don't think I said what I meant to say.
It's all good. But so we have at least one listener that we know of. Besides ourselves. And I don't know, like I said, we've had a few dozen likes.
Oh my god, there's 2 of us. There are 3 listeners.
Right?
The stalker, you and me.
Damn. 3's company.
Oh my god. Yeah, but we don't count.
No, we don't count. So anyway,
we don't count.
I have been going in and liking most of them, so one of those likes are mine.
So you're the stalker.
I'm stalking myself.
I stalk myself. I want you to stalk me.
Now I forgot what we were talking about. Fallacious arguments. Okay, So pixels. Now here's the psychological thing of the whole psychological thing. Now, if in the game we're allowed to do pretty much whatever we want, it does give you an idea of that person's character, because you and I are able to do whatever we want, and we still choose to do what's right most, if not all the time.
Well, I catch myself doing things that are inappropriate, and I go, well, no, I don't like it when others do that to me.
Exactly. Do unto others. You know, it's like polar stars, death traps. I thought about doing that when I first came onto the server.
Right.
But I never did.
Well, yeah,
I
mean,
it would be funny, too. You know, hey, I'm going to make a death trap, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, at first, you know, my first thought was, yeah, that would be funny. And then I thought, but it wouldn't be funny if it happened to me.
Right.
You know. And then a few months later, he started doing that very thing. But it wasn't
So what we do is we tear apart his death trap, fill it with our towers, and he gets killed going into his death trap. And then let's see if he laughs about it.
Right. Well, what we would have to do is we'd have to have one of us create an alternate tribe. One of us has to join his tribe, go down in the hole, turn the towers off, while the other one builds towers in front of their towers and then loads them with arrows.
Now, wait a minute. If you turn these towers off, can't you destroy them at that point?
His towers.
Right. Can't you destroy them?
No, because I'm not the builder.
Only
the
builder
can destroy
easily.
Easily, yes. But if I turn the towers off, you could come in and tear them down. You know, especially if they haven't been repaired in a while.
Yeah, I got to tell you, it's pretty amazing how quickly 40 points at a time can destroy a wall that has hundreds of thousands of hit points.
Well, and here's the thing. You get some high-level players to go down there and hammer away. You know, you can have those towers down in no time because one person can hammer three towers. So you get like five or three people per wall or more, because I think there's like five towers per side. So you get four or five people down there hammering towers, four or five on each side, so 12 people down there hammering on the towers. They'll be down in no time.
Yep, and I've noticed consistently the ones on the southeast corner are depleted of arrows. He hasn't stocked them as much as he's done the other towers.
Oh, okay. He might have also forgot about them or whatever, because they might almost all be out.
Well, they are depleting. But he does say something about he stalks them on a regular basis.
And right, he probably does it once a week. So you can figure out when he's stalking them.
He says he repairs everything three times a week.
Yeah.
Okay. But is he doing the repair, or is he trusting that others do the repair?
Probably
for him?
Trusting that others. He's got so much property that he ain't got time to repair it all himself.
Right. See, that goes back to a principle of law, if you're not using a property, then it's free to claim. You know?
Right.
Now there's certain limitations on what it means to be using a property. You know, it might be that you're using it to be fallow. You want it to be wild. You bought it specifically to make a piece of wilderness. Okay.
That's what the government does all the time.
Well, yes. But the government's a dead entity.
True.
And it has...
They're doing it for our own good.
Yeah, bullshit, Bella. Talking of which, there is a person who uses the same color of text on this server as Bella does.
Right, and she screams KOS like Bella does.
Does she?
Yeah, at least I caught her doing it. She's like, KOS everyone! I said, is that you, Bella? She never responded.
Oh my God! Because I called her Bella today. Mr. V called her Bella. And she goes, why do you keep calling me that? And I said, I've never called you that before now.
Who, him or you?
V.
Oh, Mr. V.
Mr. V said that. I've never called you that before, and I just got on the server. Let us say you're wearing the same lipstick as Bella.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, and she got upset. I'm thinking maybe I identified her.
You exposed her.
Yep. And the thing to do is to look to see if there's any more occurrences of wifey. Because that goes with one character. It goes with one person. Doesn't matter which server you're on, that name goes with you wherever you.
Right.
Wherever you use
that login. She doesn't use that name on the West Coast server.
No,
she
but
does
she
have
might
another
use,
one.
She might
she's
use
got
it on
three. Or she's got two characters that I know of.
Let's
and
put this way: just like Walmart, we should look for the constellation of the. RFID tags.
Right.
And, you know, maybe we'll catch the same characters wearing the same underwear. That's how Walmart does it. That's how they know you're in there. They look for the RFID tag, and the underwear is pretty reliable. People don't share underwear.
I know.
Girls might share dresses, and guys might share shirts, and sometimes slacks. But I don't know of anybody who shares underwear.
Right, unless they're girlfriend and girlfriend, or boyfriend and boyfriend.
Maybe, maybe not.
And even then, they're still in the same house.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's funny. That'd be funny if you said you're wearing the same underwear instead of the same lipstick. That'd have been hilarious.
You know what you do? You go to Walmart and you buy a pair of underwear. You buy a package of underwear and you just take one of them, never unwrapped, and always carry it with you in your fanny pack. And then
how so?
You're
looks
one
like
of these.
You're wearing the same underwear all the time.
Yes, yes. And see what that does to their computer. And since the underwear comes in packages of five, you get four friends to carry the others. Now, each has a unique ID card, you know, whatever. But, you know, and so, you know, you switch them around. So it wouldn't look like you're always wearing the same pair of underwear, but they might think that you're the same person every time. Even though there's actually five of you.
Right. That'd work better for women who have big purses.
Yeah, I know. Well, if you could figure out where the tag was.
Right, you just remove the tag.
And carry the tag around with you. You could probably put that in your wallet.
Put that in your wallet.
Yeah, I don't know. That brings up another argument. There's people who say that if you're using the Federal Reserve notes, that's default. You've agreed to be part of their system.
Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's.
Yeah, see, and I look at that. If that's the case, and you buy a product from Walmart, that's the same as saying you agree to Walmart rules, regulations, standards, and guidelines. And that's
true.
Not the case. All right? So just because I'm carrying...
If you go to Walt Disney and you get Walt Disney money...
Well, when you receive that, you agree to the rules, regulations, standards, and guidelines of Walt Disney money. All right? You do... Okay, because you specifically purchased it for that purpose. You know, and there may be some rules, regulations, and standards that they don't tell you about, but then they're in violation of contract law when they do that. All right? And so, you know, basically when they hand you a Federal Reserve note, they're saying, hey, we want you to use this instead of gold to demark the value of your time that you've expended. You know, we want you to take this in compensation for that time. So you might be able to use it later to get other things of equivalent value to your time.
Why don't we just use silver instead?
Well, yeah, I generally agree. But, you know, when I went to school, they tried to convince us, and they did a pretty good job. They said gold and silver weigh a lot, okay? But this is back when, I don't know what it was when I was a kid, but it was way less than $1,600 an ounce for gold. It was way lower than that. It was probably in the hundreds of dollars. All right, and back then, $100 bills were pretty common. You know, so, you know, three or four of those most certainly would weigh less than an ounce of gold. So...
Right. But now an ounce of gold is what? $2,000?
That's a high estimate. Yeah, between $1,500 and $2,000. It does approach that often. I think it even exceeds it from time to time. So
$2,100 bills. I mean, 20 $100 bills
would certainly take up more room than an ounce of gold.
Right.
I don't know if it'd weigh more. Probably does, but it definitely takes up more room. And you don't need to have $100 bills to prove that. Just get 20 ones and wrap them all up together. People exchange those for a $20 bill pretty quick. because that many ones in your pocket takes up a lot of room.
Right. You're bloody well right.
So the thing about it being easier to carry around the paper as opposed to the actual coin, there was some validity to that. You know, you deposit your money in a bank, your gold coin, and they give you a piece of paper, and some people would accept that as an exchange. But I'm sure they had problems with counterfeit gold certificates back when the banks were issuing them directly. And then when they found out that banks were loaning out the money and only had 1/10 of it in the bank at any given time, there'd be a run on the bank because people were afraid they wouldn't be able to get their money. You know, and indeed, the money wasn't there. The banks were doing then what they're doing now. They found out they could do fractional reserve. They didn't have to have the full balance in there because, on average, only 1 in 10 people will ever want to take all of their money out.
Unless there's a run on the bank.
Unless there's a run on a bank, then everybody wants to take their money out. And that generally shuts down the bank. That's the end of the bank. Until they came up with FDIC insured. When they came up with FDIC insured, well, now you've got a partner in crime who's enabling you. You know, fractional reserve banking is criminal. It's standard practice, but it is criminal.
Right, don't loan out any more than what you have.
Yes. And write up your contracts with your customers stating clearly your funds may not always be available to you. That we will make a sincere effort to make sure that so many dollars per day is available for you to withdraw. Now, generally speaking, on a normal business day, there's not going to be enough activity to be a problem with those few individuals who do want to withdraw all their funds. It's like, oh, sure, here you go, Mr. Smith. Here's all of your money. And he goes away happy. And everybody else continues doing their business with the bank.
Don't go away mad, just go away.
Yeah. So. Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, I'm growing salmonberry and what's the one that you get tinder from?
Holly.
Holly. Yeah, every once in a while it gives you caraway. So I'm going to make this the last round. I'm going to harvest everything.
All right, I'll be online here in a minute. I'm grabbing my stuff to go inside. I got 2 hours I can play.
Well, we've got an hour of the podcast to go, and I got to tell you, I'm pretty tired. I actually got up very early this morning, and it disgusts me that I still didn't get here. I actually got here by 10:30. It just disgusts me that I didn't leave you know.
You didn't what?
I didn't leave in a timely fashion. I intended to be here as close to sunrise as possible. I didn't really do anything on the farm, and yet I it's just disgusting.
You disgust me.
Oh, that's something I should be doing right now. Instead of, okay, so when I get done cleaning up the stuff I plan, I'm going to log off. I'll log back in later before the night's over, but I'm going to log off, and I'm going to do a little bit of research. All right, I talked to Bill, and Bill said that the pipes in this greenhouse are standard. He doesn't know what they are, but they're standard. And he says we can measure them and figure out what the size is. And I told him, well, that's not quite good enough. We need to know what the gauge is on these. We know that they're wedged.
Size, cost, and extended reach?
Yes, actually, we need to know the size, cost, the extent, and the reach of the greenhouse.
And the poles.
Yeah. Yeah, the poles of the greenhouse, basically.
Yeah.
I need to know that. I haven't gotten a price from John yet concerning the greenhouse plastic he's got, but it is very, very long. So we should be able to pull off a long section of it and cover our greenhouse. And as long as we keep the main portion of it out of sunlight, out of direct heat, then we should be able, there should be enough there to do. Okay, folks, I honestly believe I'm going to live to be at least 120, at least. All right? There's enough greenhouse plastic there that if we change it every 5 years, it's questionable whether I'd see the end of it.
Provided we keep it away from the mice as well.
Keep it away from the mice and the sunlight. And don't make a greenhouse bigger than 20 by 20. But we do plan on making a greenhouse bigger than 20 and 20, so chances are I will see the end of it, and I'll see it, you know, in the relatively near future, within at least the next decade. So,
decade.
Yeah, I've got a supply of razor blades that if they don't rust... Dang, I went to use one of them the other day, and it rusted on me.
Nice.
It was a rusty blade. Now, it wasn't brand new. I'd used it before, but, you know, the humidity was enough that it soaked into my hairs. I failed to clean out of the razor, and dang it, pissed me off. Oh, well. Okay. Let's see now.
Bring I forgot the password to the truck stop Wi-Fi.
Okay, now they got plenty of food. I'm going to load up my menus in such a way that I have access to it. Instead of seeds. Let's see, I'm going to want to cook those carrots. Let me see if I can make a campfire. Yes, I can. Woohoo, I'll do it right here in the garden.
In the garden. In the
garden. Because I'm not a member of your tribe, and I don't necessarily respect your stuff.
Fine, by the way.
Here we go, I'm cooking carrots.
What's the Wi-Fi password again? 1, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. I did 1 through 9, I did 0 through 9, it's 1 through 8. Okay, thank you.
I almost did that, but I didn't do it.
All right. Game changer.
In the game, I attempted to cook worms.
Wormy.
It did not let me.
No. It says I cannot connect to the network.
Uh-oh.
Oh, well. I'm connected to my network. That's good enough.
Hey, folks, right. These people did not pay for the advertisement, but I do really like the internet service from Cricket, even though the phone service itself kind of sucks. So, yeah.
Yeah. Wise guy, eh?
Yeah, hopefully Gary will have work for me every week for a short period of time, at least until it's time to start collecting. Actually, it's time to start collecting walnuts. And I've got that pickup truck. So I'll start collecting walnuts and taking them in. And hopefully they'll pay for the trailer hitch. If I work for Gary this week, that will get me caught up on my phone bill. I think I made $30 this month.
Nice. All right, let's see. On the Scrap website, we've got up to 4 likes.
Somebody is listing a series of names. Well, who are the current names? And these two people are going back and forth naming off names.
Demented DDD-podcast.com.
Oh, they're talking about the big boys.
What the heck? Oh, there it goes. Big boys. All right. On the Demented Dungeons and Dragons podcast, I don't know what our maximum likes are, but I know I've seen at least a couple dozen.
Oh,
we got 15.
Wow.
We got 15 on this one.
On this podcast that we're doing right now?
No. Hang on. Let me find it again.
There's people who like this podcast, and they're not calling in. Okay, listeners, you pissed me off.
Let's see here. Our May 28th podcast got 15 likes. On average, two.
Ow! Son of a bitch.
Or at least on this front page, an average of one or two likes.
My desk is attacking me.
Well, could it?
I'm going to kill it. Granted, it's made out of cardboard. Okay, I'm overburdened. I'm moving slowly.
Moving slowly. Turtles walk faster than me.
No, that's probably the only thing that doesn't walk faster than me.
Okay. Looks like we got 200 megabytes left. So we would be able to do one more recording after this one, probably. Maybe two. Max. All right. So our last upload was August 6th. So, yeah, basically I am a month behind. Almost.
Ouch. Ouch, ouch, ouch. How are we going to satisfy our three listeners?
I know, especially the one.
Especially the one. The one! It's going to be a whole month before she finds out that I called us retards.
Yeah, on the Scrap Go Scrap podcast, last update was July 22nd. Oh, wait, no. No, I haven't updated it since July 22nd. So I'm a month and a half behind. Time to play catch up. July 22nd. There it is. So, next one was July 29th. Downloading now.
Woo-hoo. I found a site that gave instructions for making your own greenhouse pipe benders.
Pipe bender downloads. Okay, now it's downloading. That's the Scrap Go Scrap podcast. And after that, will be the DD&D podcast for the 29th.
Build my own greenhouse.com, I think.
Bow, bow, bow. 3 minutes and 47 seconds. I could probably get my game on in the meantime. I got to write down my mileage when I get back to the truck.
Yes, build my own greenhouse.com. Fascinating.
Build my own greenhouse.com.
Greenhouse hoop builders. Always in stock, ready to ship. As low as $28.88. We have access to one already. I've actually
Holy
seen designs
crap.
Where they put... Yes?
My chickens are still alive.
Cool. My store, I had killed all my chickens accidentally, and when I went to take down the store, there was chickens in it.
Sweet.
So I actually had selected a place with a spawn point for chickens.
Polar bear. Ooh, he just went downstairs.
Keep him out of my room.
That'd be funny if he finds the other stairs and goes back up.
You got a big empty space, it's not likely he'll find either stairs. Unless you're down there and he goes after you.
He's going after me. Run, kitty, kitty, run, kitty, kitty.
So when he goes after you, you stand with the stairs between you and him, and he'll go up the stairs, whichever one you... That's how I get rid of polar bears when I'm too weak to fight them. If there's stairs nearby, I stand on the other side of the stairs, and they end up going down the stairs. It was funny. I had a whole bunch of polar bears packed at the bottom of the stairs.
I'm just going to kill him. I got to eat first, though.
Bend your own pipes in minutes.
Sounds weird.
What sounds weird? Bending your own pipes in minutes?
No. I'm hearing the noises over my headset. And whenever he eats, It sounds like he's farting. Dunk, dunk, dunk. He's dead.
Max recommended width, 24 feet.
Really, Dilly?
Okay, I really don't know why I know how to bend. I want to know what the standard materials are.
Taco Hell.
Oh, okay. This site. Okay, it looks like this site will sell you the designs.
There we go. I need to hear the volume, but not have it overwhelming. Can you hear it still?
No.
No?
Nope.
How about now?
Nope.
All right, cool. I can
Google
hear it.
LivingFreedom.com. Build a greenhouse.
Oh. ScrapGov Scrap Podcast is done downloading. Okay. So go to my download folder. Relabel it. It always puts the date after. So like it says it's the 30th, but it really was the 29th.
So right. I whenever I download things like that, I rename them accordingly.
I'm doing that. I'm thinking that their server is in Europe or someplace east. All right. So let me double check and make sure that is a Scrap Go Scrap podcast. It is. Okay.
Okay, I like this guy's assumptions for building a greenhouse. He's assuming that he'll have 1 foot of wet spring snow on top of it.
Oops.
Which would exceed what we'd expect. It looks like he's putting a lot more into the roof structure than Bill did.
Okay.
Which is kind of important because that's where you'd be hanging the hanging plants from and things like that. Having hooks to hold your hoses up, that kind of stuff. Oh, he dug a trench and put insulation down into the ground. Which I think we should do, but we're not really going to. Okay.
On the PC, I've got 1, 2, 3 Mystera Legacy home screens playing in the background.
Honestly, I think I'm going to go to sleep after the podcast. And if I wake up in the middle of the night, I'll probably log in and wow, he made a 62-foot long greenhouse.
Okay.
There's really no limit to how long you can make them, but you know what practically, how are you going to practically handle what you put in?
Right.
Well,
go check on my chickens. See if they drop any feathers. Not yet.
AMA is 20 foot wide. Use readily available materials. So you went to the local hardware store and scrap yards. And that cuts down the cost. The cost provides assurance that parts are available. Should I like to modify or repair? Photo below is top rail tubing I use. It has male fittings on one end and female fittings on the other. In other words, it's swaged. Swedged, something like that.
Whatever it's called. Somebody just ran by.
All right, so he doesn't say what the diameter or whatever the top rail is. But we can look up how much top rail costs. I'll look into that. His assumptions for what he wanted it to handle, there's three. Okay, the building must withstand sustained 100 miles per hour winds with no structural damage. The structure must be able to carry 12 inches of wet spring snow until the sun melts it away. All anchors and fasteners must be convenient for inspection and periodic tightening. Wow, I didn't even think of that, and I know Bill didn't. But it looks like most of his are. Anyway, for the middle, for the rail that runs right across the top, basically Bill selected a pipe that the pipe he used would fit into. So if we find a source of top rail, then we look for some metal pipe that the, you know, I really don't see why he has the extra strong pipe across the top. I don't know, maybe this guy will mention it, but
I gotta go chop a tree.
Yeah, you go chop a tree. Wow, it's 11 o'clock.
Chop.
I am quickly falling downhill. Yeah, I'm quickly falling down
myself.
Earlier.
I'm starting to. I'm getting tired myself.
All right, he's talking about using fasteners. but I like the way Bill did it. He just simply drilled through the pipe and put a bolt through it. Where's my hat? I don't know where my hat went. There's my hat.
The cat in the hat?
Yeah. I wouldn't call myself a cat.
You
my friend might call himself a cat.
I am.
No, not a dog.
Oh, the goat man.
Na 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 goat man. There we go. Yeah. Yeah, definitely got to get busy on this greenhouse thing. So he's up in Wyoming. So he's got more stuff to deal with than we do. So whatever he built that survived there, if we build it here. Finally got out, Bill, what he meant by level. He actually meant level. But after talk to him, he's like, well, you know, if it's on a slope, it's okay. But, you know, but you might have problems with water flow. And like this one does. And it's like, well, my response to that is if I needed it to... I can't say it. Oops. When you type in the name of your character, is it case sensitive? Yeah, it is. It is case sensitive. Because somebody signed up as Polestar.
You can... It's cap sensitive, but you can sign in with caps or lower cases, and it still works. It'll just correct the cap sensitive.
Well, that can't be the case because there was two Polestars on at the same time for a while.
Not Polestar, Polar Star.
Polar Star, yeah, I'm sorry. There was two Polar Stars at the same time.
Well... He had to have spelled it with another character that looked like an L or something else.
He spelled it with a lowercase case P instead of a capital P.
That might be the case, but I don't know.
Holy shit, there's a lot of people on right now. 64 players. Wow, that rivals
rivals
West Coast.
Did oh, my thing is broke. You said you had some gold.
I did. I'll log him in later.
Oh, okay.
As a matter of fact, I'll go and get gold the same way he did with Doofus.
All right, well, that's downloading. I'll see what our quantity of gold is at the moment.
I have Doofus has two.
Okay. Prepper just delivered some to the base.
I'm down in the basement.
Ah, dang it.
You want to come down? I'll give you some gold.
Can't. I'm trapped in the chicken coop.
Well, then I'll come up.
You can't. Kano's the only one who can get into the chicken coop.
Well, I'll come up.
Oh, Kano's actually are coming down.
I see him, Toria, there. How'd you get trapped in the chicken coop?
I didn't put him on the grass whenever I logged out.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, I had that happen to me. I ended up someplace where I couldn't be. I had to hang out. Okay, I'm going to just drop this thing as you're coming.
Do the unstuck.
I have 147 flint. So
oh,
I should hold
yeah.
on to, you said 80 for a gold?
Yeah, Prepper's got like 50 right now.
Okay,
so
I
she's
should
about
drop,
to make another run.
I should drop 111.
Okay.
Wait a minute. How many do you need to complete a set?
Let me check. Hang on.
All right, and then I'll drop another 80 because you need 80, right?
Whew, chicken almost got out. Did you see that switcheroo?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Okay.
Emptoria has no head. Top of his head's chopped off.
Interesting.
So you check and see how many you need in order to complete a set?
No. Hemptoria has 5 gold.
That's not what I'm asking. Flint.
I know.
How much do you need? Okay.
I have to log out to find out.
And we need to wait so you don't cross-contaminate.
Yeah. Bow, 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 bow. Oh. The DD&D podcast is done downloading.
Wow. And we hadn't even finished recording it all.
Hemptoria is sleeping. All right. Download folder. Change this to the 29th. DDD-PODcast. Cut.
You still got the fire pit inside the shed.
Yeah.
Kind of wish you hadn't done that, but oh well.
Well, people will come and break it and steal your mats.
That's true, and at the time, we didn't have it completely closed off. All
right. Right. Yeah, it's just temporary. Once we get the structure done.
You know what? I don't care. I'm just going to drop 110.
Here we go. Prepper has 54.
54?
So
you need 26.
30 plus 80. So, yeah, 110.
Okay, fine. There you go, take that. Oh, no, I'm locked in.
All right. Prepper will make another gold run.
Okay, did you get a chance to look at all those wonderful objects?
Wonderful objects. What wonderful objects?
The rings and the robes and...
Where are they?
I put them in the shed, so the noobs might have raided them all.
Did you put them with the gear, or did you put them with the...
At this point, hell if I know.
Noobs probably took it all.
All right. Well, I got one. Let me bring it up with me. I don't have the rings. I stacked my stuff in reverse. So after I pick it all up, I got to put it all back down in the proper order. Dang it. Dummy, 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 dummy.
Yeah, he probably came and took it all. Because there's nothing here that I didn't already drop. And his wall's decaying. His wall in that room that he made for himself is decayed. And his door is the only thing hanging on.
So he's probably got some other home someplace.
He does. Actually. So he raided his own tribe.
Yeah. What kind of ludicrous jerk would raid his own tribe? I don't know.
Happens all the time, actually. Not that about joining the enemy and raid them. It's like, oh, yeah, you want to force me to join your tribe? Okay.
Yeah, you don't say that. You say, I would be overjoyed to join your tribe. Thank you for inviting me so kindly.
Yeah. Now go turn off all your towers and steal all your stuff. Which is what you would do to me if you were in my tribe.
Yep. Oh, I went the wrong way. I wanted to show you this stuff.
Which is another reason we should have our own bases.
Yeah, because if our stuff is stored in our own bases, we only share gates with people that we really, 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 really trust.
Right.
So, like, you got a gate on Bloody Lung's place. Apparently, he really, 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 really trusts you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm going to drop this. I want to keep it, but I want you to look at it. I'm going to drop both my cloaks and one of my rings. Both rings are identical.
Interesting. Oh, wait, no, this is his room, I think.
There you go. I got two of those rings.
Don't look like there's anything valuable in his room.
Do they pack stuff on top of the... How do you do that? How do you pack things on top of the fire pit?
Ooh, an iron shovel.
Are you raiding our noobs?
No.
Come here, look at this stuff so I can get busy going and
collecting things. Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on.
Yeah, he gave me about 8 of those black robes. And there's none in the... And he gave me, I think, 2 of the warrior signet rings.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, the rings give me +6 chopping and +6 mining. And the one I'm wearing is Radiant and Humming. Where are you?
Kano is sleeping.
I'm waiting for you to come back and...
Oh, okay, I see him.
Okay, yeah. So I'm about a third done with the walls downstairs.
All right, I'll be out mining.
Tomorrow's Monday. I didn't call Gary today.
Uh-oh. It's too late to call him now. He's in bed.
Yeah, I'll call him early in the morning. If he needs me tomorrow, I suppose I would have enough time to get there by a reasonable hour, but just barely. And I don't really trust these tires.
This
yeah, I
one
like the green ropes just because of the color. Say what?
That's for mining. How many of those do you have?
Just the one. And the 2 rings. Check out the ring. It gives me +6. I think the robe gives me +4. So I got +16 to mine. I don't know what the black robe does yet.
Oh, it's just a defense one.
Is it? All right. Why don't you keep it?
Level 25 required.
Let's see now. My character is level 25. I could wear it. Anyway, our new neighbor gave those to us.
Pick it up and activate it. It'll tell you what it does.
Okay.
But this one here, definitely. And this
okay,
here,
you wear
definitely.
A noble jacket, +1 dot, +5 defense. I don't know what +1 dot means.
+1 basically means it's a +1 but basically it's got level 5 defense or +5 defense. So yeah, it gives you 5 defense, but your mining cloak, I call it a mining chopping cloak, gives you +something defense, which is probably just as good.
+3.
Or all +3. But it's a regular one. A +1 will give you probably 5 or 6.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. I get it. It's a noble jacket +1. And the dot is a period. It gives me +5 defense. Okay. Whereas the merchant cloak dot... Stop talking, people. I'm trying to read this. It's crawling up and away. All right. So the merchant cloak, period, gives me +3 defense, and then it gives me +3 mining and +3 chopping.
There we go.
Now, the ring that I just put on
is a Peddler's Gem plus one. He gives me plus three defense, plus six chopping, and plus six mining. Okay. And I think the other ring that I'm wearing is similar, but it's humming and... Yeah. Okay. Oh, it gives me plus two defense, whereas the other one gave me plus three defense. Okay, the other one is a Peddler's Gem Star. So it's not plus one, it's asterisk instead. But they both give me plus six chopping and mining, and the cloak gives me plus three. So that's a total of plus 15.
What the hell?
Yeah, they just ran by?
No, I should be keeping an eye on that, though, but here we go. Copy. I was trying to copy the...
Can I push prepper?
The show notes.
If I hit a wall, will I get attacked?
What are you talking about? Oh, am I in your way?
Doi.
I actually should not be using her to level up. Because then she won't be able to go back into Noobsville.
Is she already out?
Only in the West Coast server.
Right, but I mean, you know, after so many days.
It's a different kind of age. They're not going by actual days. They're going by digital days.
How long? So you shouldn't have her logged in for long periods of time.
Right.
So you're abusing.
Basically, I just use her as a runner to run to Noobsville and back. But every once in a while, she kills things and does other things. Well, I have her run errands to go down and get gold and whatnot.
Darn it, I'm carrying two axes with me.
Question.
Yeah.
How often do you break your shovel?
Not very often. It pisses me off when I do it. Because I go to a lot of effort to stop using things long enough to... I break my tools when I am talking to somebody via text.
Well, don't break that valuable one that I gave you. And don't break this one. Because it's even more valuable.
You're about to give me another one?
Yes.
Oh, an iron. Am I even high enough level to use it?
Yep. So use those two sparingly, because that one's worth a gold. I wasted our two gold on two iron shovels.
So Man. Basically, you just gave me a shovel that I'll probably never use then.
Don't use it sparingly. Just use it when you know you're not going to break it.
Right. But in other words, don't use it when I'm falling asleep.
And probably only use it indoors where you're not going to die and lose it that way. But just be careful not to lose it. It's worth one gold.
All right.
That's a level one shovel. A level three iron shovel, that's a level one, not a level zero. A level three iron shovel is worth 3 gold, but they're hard to get your hands on.
Yeah, well, you just guaranteed I'm never going to use it.
All right, well, store it away. I'll use it later. I mean, if I end up dying and losing mine, I still have mine. I've been the one on the West Coast server.
Yeah.
Sly Fox made it for me. And I've died several times and never lost it. But I'm always at fear of losing it. But I always carry it. So just, you know, be careful.
Yeah, my cheap stuff does a good job.
Alrighty.
I repair my cheap stuff on a regular basis. I'll carry that kind of stuff when I start making it myself. Talking of which, I have bronze. No, I already had bronze in my list. I have a chunk of tin. I need to see what kind of stuff comes up on the make list.
Oh, the magnifying glass comes up. The
tin?
The shears come up.
With tin?
I think so.
But it's not a component
of
these things.
Oh, okay. I know the shears come up under tin.
Wow, that's funny. But tin's not a component of those things. Unless they are better shears and better magnifying glass and whatever. They might be.
I don't remember what I used tin to make, but I think I made my first pair of shears. Then I end up finding a whole bunch of them, and so now on the West Coast server, I've got a stockpile of magnifying glasses and shears. Speaking of which, I got another alt I got to create to go stockpile on a stash of stuff that I found in the underworld.
That's
or in
impressive.
The underground.
You should head to our neighbor north of us. There's still lots of stuff laying around. There's lots of stuff still laying around on the neighbor north of us.
Oh. All right.
I mean, you know, it's nothing spectacular, but it's...
Yeah, they done looted all the good stuff.
There might still be some rock and clay up there.
True.
I should go check it out. It saved me time. Yeah, there's only one guy there. He was dressed up like a gnome.
He's the one
who talked to me. Gnome. You know, yard gnome.
Right.
Okay, there's a hoe, knitting needles. Bones everywhere.
Bones. I could turn bones into valuables.
I think there's a chicken that drops some feathers. A feather.
Cool.
Yep. And something dropped a pine cone. So I picked it up. Ooh. Somebody got killed. by a bear. There's a stack of shit here. Whoa. I know exactly what they got killed by. The towers there are still active. Are you fast?
I can be.
All right, there's a nice stack of stuff here that somebody was collecting. I got a polar bear on my tail. All right, I got my favorite bone hammer. I am ready to take this puppy out. Woohoo. You made the mistake of letting me heal. There's a bunch of bones here all nicely lined up, so I assume there's a lot. Okay, I already have 100. I'll pick it up anyway.
I'm dropping stuff so that I can be lighter.
Are you going to start picking up these bones? One? Two? Somebody dropped individual bones.
Oh, nice.
They had them all nicely lined up. Anyway, there's not really a lot of stuff here. There's a lot of animals that got killed on this floor. So this is a good place to collect meat. And fish and bone, if you like bone. I'm going to take advantage
of
the space to...
Where's the kill zone?
Oh, on the west side of the gray floor. There's about 5 or 6 towers all in a row. And there's a pile of stuff right about middle of them, practically touching them. So you'd have to run through and grab. You want to set your stuff down and I watch it, you know, so you don't have anything on you to slow you down?
Yeah.
I would run across. I wouldn't run in and back up. I would run across. I don't know. It's just me. Oh, whose axe is that? Did you drop this?
No.
Okay, I got another axe.
I'm dropping these.
Okay. So if you end up dead, I'll pick all that stuff up. Did you just drop a bone?
Yeah, I put it behind me. All right. And you're marked. Cassette.
Boom.
Ooh! Got it.
Wow!
I still got it all.
You got it all. How much did you get?
Let's see here. I got 7 silver, 2 bone armors. Not really a lot of good stuff.
All right, I'm going to drop these bones. I'm going to let you pick them up and gather. I need to lighten up so that I can maximize. Here's a feather, a pine cone. I don't need the obsidian or the flint to build with. It's not much, but it's a little bit. I'm gonna drop 100. I'm gonna drop 150 aloe. See if that guy still wants to buy them.
What guy? Oh, that guy.
Dahyum.
Tell me when you're ready.
Yeah, as soon as I can type it. God, can't type for nothing tonight. There we go. And enter. And drop. Where'd you go?
I'm right here.
Okay, I just dropped it. Wow, you're over there.
I kind of blend in. Oh, yeah. I kind of blend in a little bit. If I'm behind a tower, I blend in with the tower.
Yeah, let me drop 50 meat, too. You can redistribute those.
All right,
I keep collecting it even though I keep collecting even though I don't need that much when I'm running around.
Oh, I hear you. Yeah, I just take everything back to the base.
Oh, dang, I should have given you that damn stone axe. Oh, well. All right, I'm going to harvest rocks right here for a bit.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, basically everything that comes on this floor gets killed. So there must be wolves and polar bears. Oh, yeah, polar bears. And polar bears steal the meat sometimes when they kill something.
Yeah, if a bone or something lands over the meat, they won't get it. They can't get it, let me put it that way.
Unless they want to take the bone, and they don't take bone.
No. The meat has to be on top, or they won't get it.
Well, we could keep going all night, but we're already 7 minutes past our end time.
All right. Well, I just uploaded one episode. I'll do at least two more. Clear up our space on the hard drive.
All right, I'm going to quit harvesting rocks since we're going to be ending the podcast. I'm just going to go around and pick everything up that I see and bring it back to the base.
Okay.
And go to bed.
Yeah.
Because I'm one really tired camper.
I hear you. I'm going to be going to bed soon, too.
I will be coming here, though, to harvest rocks. There's lots of rocks, both inside and out. Makes me think that Ducky didn't actually own this. That she was just going in, probably raiding.
Or,
considering taking it over.
Or she was a member.
Yeah, I think I found her base someplace else. Somebody asked me if I wanted a hoe. I said, I don't use them, I just use a shovel.
If you wanted what?
I wanted a hoe.
Oh, yeah. I want a hoe.
Yeah, I'm going to stop carrying both pickaxe and axe because they're redundant. Unless you're attacking something. But
that's the only reason why I carry them, in order to train my skills.
Yeah, but then again, they're still, even then, they're still redundant. Because, you know, when it comes right down to it, there really isn't any difference between the two. They look different. So you look silly chopping a tree with a pickaxe, and you look silly mining ore with an axe. But they don't wear out any faster from you doing that.
And, whoa, there's an active tower over here. Okay, so watch it when you're over here. There are active towers still.
Okie dokie. I need to download another one.
Which means every once in a while you're going to see somebody leaving a pile of valuable materials. Okay, I'm going to try to keep all the materials for building walls on me. You want me to just dump this stuff on the floor and you pick it up and sort through it?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see now. And I got some more obsidian. I'll give that to you. But that's something I mind.
You need stones?
What the heck? I gotta change my drop pattern. It was by tens. I got worms.
I got stones. I only got 44 clay, but I got clay too.
Here, you want a hoe? Here's a hoe.
I like hoes.
Knitting needles.
I got 58 silver. I should give that to Prepper.
Okay, the stones I'm keeping. A little bit of tinder, I'm keeping that because I need to be able to light a campfire sometimes. Oh, I already had knitting needles. Yes, I was using it when I came in base to make sure I didn't kill chickens or whatever.
Yeah. That's a good thing. Okay, we got 65 silver. We could trade some in for gold. Even though I don't like their rates. Do what we got to do.
50 or 40.
Yeah.
50 or 40.
50? 50 is what you want. 40 is what we get.
Okay.
You can't always get what you want.
Did we actually say that we're closing out this podcast? Oh, you gave me some clay. Thank you. I'll take that.
Clay and rocks.
Ooh-hoo. Building material.
Yep.
That's actually a significant amount of building material. Wow. I will go get clay appropriate to that amount, but it'll probably be, if I wake up and it's still dark out, I'll do that. Otherwise, I'm going to head to Eldo. Actually, I'll start heading to Eldo. The bank doesn't care what hour I get there.
I got to call them and I got to call. I'm on the internet. I can do that right now. Thanks for reminding me. I never transferred the money.
All right. All righty.
Shoot, I don't remember the website.
I reformatted. Oh, yeah, it changed. Yeah, it used to be Heritage Bank. Will my Heritage Bank card still work there? Yeah, we're going to find out. Because you said they changed their name.
Oh, I saved it in my favorites. Let me go to my backups. No, I didn't save it in my favorites. Did I save it in my... Shoot, I had it bookmarked, but I don't think I saved it in my favorites. Ding darn diddly, I don't know the website. I'm going to have to call him in the morning. Remind me.
Okay.
Before you.
All right, folks. Well, that's the end of this podcast. DementedDungeonsandDragons.com.
Demented.
We usually talk
Dungeons.
About everything, but right now I'm kind of dead. Wow, we went 15 minutes over.
Well, we did talk about other things besides the game.
We did,
so
we
cool.
did, we did, we did. And I hope we were coherent while we were talking about the game.
For the most part.
Well, because we're staring at a screen, we know what we're looking at.
True that. I'll have to look them up.
Yep.
Heritage Bank.
All right. Well, I'm going to hang up.
Might help if I spelled it right.
Yeah, it might. I'm going to hang up. And,
okay.
Yeah, look for us at DementedDungeonsandDragons.com. You'll find contact information, how to call into the program. You'll find program archives. And there's various ways to get a hold of us, which I'm sure is on the website, but at this point I'm too tired to know for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, folks.
So long. Farewell.
Avita saying goodbye.
DementedDungeonsandDragons.com. Okay, bye.
Yay!